Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Porterfield. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Herb Score. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball four. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Jensen chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Lepsio. Lepsio fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Lepsio. Avila goes all the way around to score. Woodling moves to third. It's 2-1 Red Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zovchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wertz for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is walked intentionally. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. Woodling scores. Smith moves to third. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Button reaches second base with a double. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Zobchin strikes out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0-for-1 in the game. Score hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Smith reaches second base with a double. Woodling moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz is walked intentionally. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White fires to first and picks off Wirtz. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Porterfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Porterfield moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-2 in the game. Zobchin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Button takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to third. Lepsio moves to second. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porterfield hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Herb's score. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Avila is hit by the pitch. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to second. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila scores. Smith moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Klaus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith who is chasing the ball. Klaus reaches third base with a triple. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klaus tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 3 in the game. Zobchin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Busby strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Preston Ward pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Narragón pinch hits for Reynarlsky. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Narragón now catching. Cal McLish now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White bunts towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Lepsio moves to second. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porterfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Tom Hurd now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz is hit by the pitch. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin juggles the ball. That's an error on Zobchin. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jensen throws the ball into Zobchin, who tags Carrasquel trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Busby moves to third. One out. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Cal McLish. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields it and throws to home to get Busby. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kenny Kuhn pinch runs for Sam Mealy. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 0-for-1 in the game. Narragon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-4 in the game. Zobchin strikes out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Lepsio hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Woodling bunts towards the mound. Hurd fields it and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Smith hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz is walked intentionally. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila scores. Wirtz moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.